SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, the Swiss jazz scene, in a more modern manner.
For any jazz orchestra, to hold its ground for 20 years is no mean accomplishment, and not many groups have been able to do it. The modern jazz quartet is such an exceptional case. But so is the Metronome Quintet of Zurich, and this despite the fact that it is not even a professional group, though its musical standard is absolutely on a professional par. The members of the Metronome Quintet are, on tenor, alto, sopranino, and also electronic instruments, a former psychologist who now works as a composer and arranger, mostly in films and advertising, Bruno Spöri. On vibes, Uli Staub, dentist turned photojournalist. Martin Hugelshofer, piano, director of an international traveling organization. Felix Rogner, bass, manager of a chain of movie houses. And Rolf Benninger, drums, businessman. Originally a four-man combo, inspired by the sound of the George Shearing Quintet and of the modern jazz quartet, the Metronome group expanded in size and musical scope when it was joined by Bruno Spöri, who with his saxophone added a new sound dimension and with his composing and arranging skill extended the repertoire. They have played in many countries abroad and represented Switzerland at the 1970 World's Fair in Osaka, Japan. The piece we'll hear is an extended version of their signature tune, a composition by Bruno Spöri entitled Metronome. Thank you. the Metronome Quintet of Zurich playing Metronome. When back in the 50s, guitar wizard Les Paul first presented his amazing electronic trick recordings, European audiences were duly impressed. At that time, nobody in Europe seemed to be able to match this kind of performance, except for one young Swiss from Lausanne, Pierre Cavalli, who had set his mind on duplicating the feats of Les Paul. And he did, too, so well, in fact, that he even became known as the European Les Paul. Today, Pierre Cavalli is indeed one of Europe's most versatile and accomplished guitarists, and he is able to make his instrument speak in just about any musical idiom. We hear Pierre Cavalli in a recording which was made in 1964 at a Swiss All-Star concert in Bern. The tune is a composition of his own entitled Tubby's Theme. Tubby's theme by Swiss guitarist Pierre Cavalli. Institutions where jazz is actually taught, according to a well-defined curriculum and proper professional methods, are still few and far between in Europe, where jazz is only reluctantly being introduced in formal music education. But one by one, the barriers are breaking down. In Switzerland, the Swiss Jazz School has emerged from a pure hobby center for amateur jazz musicians, and in 1972 it was firmly established as a professional school with official financial backing by the canton and the city of Bern. Already in 1970, its principal teachers formed a quartet, which they called Four for Jazz, and which soon gained international fame. They were alto saxophonist and clarinetist Heinz Biegler, at that time musical director of the school, bass player Isla Eckinger, and drummer Hans-Peter Giger, all three Swiss, and German pianist Joe Heider. Even though it was not to last too long in its original formation, Four for Jazz no doubt may be considered one of Switzerland's most outstanding contributions to European jazz in recent years. Here they are in the title piece of their second album, Power of Nature. This piece, by Hans-Peter Giger, leaves one imagining that sometimes idyllic, sometimes violent mood, high in the Alps, at the borderline where all life fights for survival against the onslaught of snow and ice. Thank you.
The Swiss Jazz Scene, in a more modern manner, was another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica. This feature was written, produced, and narrated by Lance Shannon.